questions.
Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. We're going to start with ordinary business, approval of the minutes of March 12th. Anybody want to make a motion?
So moved.
President Freiberg moves the minutes of March 12th, 2019. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. The minutes are approved. Calendar for the day for March 18th, 2019. This should have been sent out last night. We have a fairly robust agenda for Monday. And so I would look for a motion to approve the calendar subject to rules 1.21 and 3.33.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Representative Baker moves the calendar for Monday, March 18, 2019. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion prevails. The calendar is approved. The last item, Representative Doubt, you requested a discussion in the Rules Committee of the Rules. And so that's what we are on. Members should have in their packets the new yellow book, which is what we will intend to use for the remainder of the term. These are completely unchanged from the last biennium, with the exception of the committee structure is adjusted. So we don't really have we don't have an item to approve. It's just a member discussion. Representative Cowan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And you had just said on the floor that it was your intent to use our temporary rules that were passed on the first day of session as our permanent rules. And I see that you must have meant that, because they printed them now, adopted by the House of Representatives on January 8, 2019. You did remove the word permanent rules from the front. So
if you look inside, Representative Dowd, it says temporary at the top of the table of contents.
But the fact that it's printed looks interesting. I think we all sit on the Rules Committee for a reason, and I think, you know, there was some concern, obviously, on the first day of session and quite a lengthy discussion about some of the things that we thought might be problems with the rules. So we had hoped for a discussion about that and an ability and to offer amendments to the rules, which apparently we may not get now. I think the public did have an opportunity to come in and testify, but during that meeting, members were not given the opportunity to weigh in. I think we've seen some pretty bad examples of why our committee structure is not working, why these bills are kind of showing up here and there, and people are having trouble following the process. I don't believe any of that is malicious or intentional. I just think it's as a result of having a bad structure. And this place has run for many, many years using the structure that we have for some time, and I think folks are used to that. It gives the public more notice of when things are coming up and when they can expect a bill to go to the next committee, because that's the motion in the previous committee. Now they just go all the Ways and Means, and then they have to wait for a memo from Ways and Means. We also, I think, have an interest. I think some of my members want to talk about some of the other rules, you know, so I guess my question for you, Mr. Chair, is it your intent? I guess you made that statement on the floor that these would just be the rules for the session, that we wouldn't actually bring up a vote on permanent rules on the House floor, which then doesn't give us the opportunity to offer those amendments and have a debate on the House floor about the rules. I'm glad that you did change your mind and have a discussion here, because I think that's what this committee is for. I wish that you wouldn't go to the floor and say that you've already made a unilateral decision on the fact that our temporary rules will become the permanent rules, when this committee didn't take that action. And I think you realized when you said it that, yeah, we should come back and actually take that action here. That's what this committee's for. So I think some of my members want to chime in as well. But my question for you is that your intent, that these will be the permanent rules and we'll take no further action on the floor?
Representative Doubt, the whole body adopted temporary rules on the first day of session. The rules are in place. They are, you know, this committee is a function of the whole body, and so there is no obligation that an action taken by the whole body has to also be approved in one of its committees. We did have a discussion on a very lengthy discussion on opening day about the temporary rules. A number of concerns had been raised that day, and since we've had at least two, if not, I think, three committee hearings in this room reviewing the ways that we have expanded transparency and public access by changing the House website to include all of the memos. I'm not aware of any memo or any bill moving without being posted. We have had committee engrossments provided for bills, and those have been available online. And we have been, I think, more than open, in fact, more open than traditionally, to concerns by minority members about how committees are functioning, whether they're being heard, whether bills are going through the proper committees. And I will say that I think the concerns that you've raised about transparency and public input are ones that we should all have, and you have challenged us, I think, to do a better job as leaders and committee chairs in making sure that the voice of the minority is respected. And as individual members have come to us, Republican members have come to me as the majority leader and the speaker and their chairs to air concerns about being heard in committee. We have consistently followed up on any complaints that we've had, including moving bills back to committee when they've been raised. And so I actually think that we are already operating at a better state in the House in terms of process and openness than we have in some time, even when we've been in the majority in the past. So I don't think that we have reason to amend the rules at this point in time. They're working. I think a change would actually create more confusion, and the committee structure is operating as it should. I think structurally, if you want to change the rules, the way to do that would be to put together a motion in this committee to report an amendment to the rules to the House floor. And if this committee took action on that proposed rules change, then we could vote on that on the floor, and I think that would be a majority vote. So, and Mr. McCormick can correct me if I'm wrong, but if this committee decided to take action, we could change the rules. And, I know that you have two potential amendments here. I don't know if that's for discussion or what, but we would have to have a motion that this committee would report out a rules change, and then we could have a vote on that if there were specific things people want to change.
Mr. Chair, thank you. I'll also, I know your narrative there is certainly your opinion. However, I am also proceeding off of what you said on the floor multiple times, that we would actually have a vote on permanent rules. I think you said that on the very first day, that at some point that vote would come to the floor. So, it is the tradition of this body. I think I didn't bring my list with me, but somewhere in the past I've had a list of when the last time we didn't vote on permanent rules on the House floor, and actually have a debate on that, and it has happened. I think you have to go back to the 90s to see when that has happened. It has been very rare, and it has been the exception, not the rule. And I'll also state that if you think that the public is able to follow the new process, you can call this transparency if you want to. Unfortunately, it is not. I have had one bill hearing in 6 years. I thank the majority for giving me that. I had really hoped to pass a bill this year. I'm not sure that I ever personally have passed a bill in the House of Representatives, and you were very gracious to.
You didn't even introduce the Raven bill, Representative Dow.
I know. I had hoped to pass a bill. There was a pre-filing requirement for amendments in committee. I went to committee, pre-filed my amendments, and had one amendment actually. Had a hearing where the chair offered an amendment to strip a portion of my bill out without any notice, without meeting his own 24-hour rule, and did it kind of unilaterally without discussion and just moved on. Since the sponsors of my bill, which actually was a good bill that would have reduced opioid abuse through veterinarians, which is a real problem, they have unfortunately decided to not proceed with that bill this year, and likely will put off another year solving that problem, unfortunately. So, if we're going to have rules, we should follow them. If we're going to say that we want transparency, we should actually do it. And I think my members will have some comments about some of these amendments.
And Mr. Chair, Representative Dowd, I was presenting a bill last night. I'm in testifier mode. Representative Dowd, if you would bring that issue to the chair who amended that out without following the committee process, and you're not satisfied with their response, let us know, and we will follow up.
Thank you.
Representative Baker.
Mr. Chair, thanks. I'd actually like to make a motion that the rules accept a waiving of the 24-hour rule for amendments on the House floor. The reason for this is, again, my first time in the minority is now, and I think that what I have recalled when I was a new member back in 2015 was the conversation I think then Speaker Dowd had with Representative Aaron Murphy about it's really the voice of the minority is about all we have. We don't have the votes to carry what we want to carry. We don't have the chairs. We don't have the leadership to kind of run the structure. But what we do have is a voice on the floor. And I think if we miss some of the 24-hour deadlines, with all these deadlines and all the activities, as we all know sitting here, it is chaotic. What I have learned in this is that an example that just came up last week in the Energy Committee was really disturbing to me, and I feel like this is a time we need to talk about what's happening. In our rules, in our Energy Committee, we had this extremely overreaching 100% carbon-free bill by Representative Long. Came to us with a lot of problems in it. We want to talk about it. We had 20 amendments that we wanted to present. Chair Wagenius at that moment wanted to hear the amendments before we heard 28 testifiers who had signed up. We always wanted to wait for the amendments afterwards because there might have been some changes in opinions after we heard some testifiers. She didn't allow that to happen. We came back in the evening, finished testifiers, and we did not get a chance to finish any of our amendments. So it's sitting there on hold. I don't know that it's ever going to come up again. I'm just concerned that some of those things that we only have in the minority is to at least try to sway a couple of opinions on the House floor. I am one of 134, and I think that it's reasonable to say for the minority that if we have some good ideas that maybe came up last minute, or we can come up with some new ideas, this should be the voice of what we have left and on the House floor. And with that, Mr. Chair and others, I'd like to have a conversation. But I think I'm concerned that transparency isn't like I thought it was going to be. And I'm concerned that our amendments won't be heard. And if it won't, I want to make sure we have the ability to get them heard.
Representative Baker, I think 24-hour rule started under Speaker Thiessen. It was continued under Speaker Dowd, and now under Speaker Hortman. Those of us who came into the House when it was a more freewheeling and kind of Wild West sort of place missed those days to a certain degree.
Here's your opportunity.
Other members certainly don't. And I don't think the public is served if we don't have 24 hours notice. So I don't, personally, I think it would be a lot more fun, but I don't think we would be doing as much good work on the floor if we were to strip that out. But if you want to make the motion, I think Mr. McCormick could help us kind of formulate procedurally what that would look like.
Chair members, the if the motion goes forward, the following report would be reported to the floor, and it would work with the Chief Clerk's office to formulate it. But it would say basically the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration recommends that the temporary rules of the House, as adopted by the House on January 8th, 2019, be amended as follows. And then, as I understand Representative Baker's motion, it would say delete Rule 3.33.
So, Representative Baker, I don't like to proceed on something like this without a written motion in committee. I'd be more than happy to come back to this the next time we get together if you would like to have a vote on it. I think that's fine, but I'd rather we didn't try to do it without the assistance of the Chief Clerk's office and Mr. McCormick having written that motion ahead of time. I know we have the rule amendment language, but that's not the same thing as the procedural part of your motion.
Okay, again.
So, but we'll come back to it if you'd like. I just like us to do it in proper order.
And however that works, Mr. Chair, I am not going to try to play the expert role on how this works because I don't have that, but I just want to make sure that it's a conversation we can have as a body. I don't want to make it bad legislative mistakes with this. I think it actually provides a chance for more members to be engaged, to have us more hands on deck when this final bill comes to the floor. I think it does engage more members more honestly, more straightforward, so we don't start sitting back going, I already know I'm going to vote on these things. That's not what I want to do.
Right.
So I appreciate that.
Well, Representative Baker, as I said, we will, if it is your desire to have a vote in committee, we will do it at another hearing. We will give public notice about what those amendments are. We will get those posted, and we will make sure that we have the proper written motion in front of us before we take the vote. That's satisfactory.
That is, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Any further discussion about the rules?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We've had a lengthy discussion about transparency, and we've been having that conversation this entire session. And I would also like to make a motion regarding Rule 0.205, changing that, which is in regards to a member who has an immediate interest in a question and the fact that they can't vote on that. And I would simply like to add the language that in paragraph 3, a member who does not vote when the member's name is called, must state reasons for not voting. And I would add in writing, and those reasons must be made available to all members prior to a vote and subsequently published in the journal. And the reason for that is that, you know, members are then asked to state whether or not that member should be excused from voting for the reasons stated. And so I think we should have that information prior to that happening, both so that we can make an informed decision and so that then it's in the public record so that that transparency is available for the public.
And Representative Newell, I'll make the same offer to you as I made to Representative Baker.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, we are adjourned.